Well, yesterday I gave an example of ignoring the temperature gauge on the car. If we ignore reality long enough, there will be a day of reckoning. The temperature gauge in the car is climbing, but instead of dealing with the problem, we just ignore it and think, well, maybe something's wrong with the gauge, or, you know, it's not that big a deal. I just don't even want to think about it. Maybe putting a piece of paper or covering that gauge, or don't looking at it. We don't want to see it. We don't want to see that there may be a problem. But, you know, if we ignore that problem long enough, that car could leave us sitting. It could have been a simple fix. You know, maybe the cooling system has a little leak in it. Maybe one of the hoses is cracked and just needs to be replaced. But if we ignore it, more water leaks out, and it's not enough to cool the engine, and it can lead to the engine overheating, and it could be major damage, and it could even be irreparable damage, because the piston could get all hot and even go through the block of the engine and just explode, and then that engine is junk. It's only good for scrap. Well, the Bible says that our sins will find us out, and we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ. It also says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If a man is sowing to the flesh, if he's sowing to sin, he's living his life for his flesh, for his sin, for the pleasures of this world, not living for Christ. God is not mocked. And whatsoever a man sows, he is going to reap. The Bible also says, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And, you know, we can't hide anything from God. All the secret things will be known, you know, he knows them. And someday there'll be a day of reckoning for us. And it could be irreparable damage at that time. And we'll just be fuel for the lake of fire. But you know, it could be different. Just as fixing that car could be a very simple thing. It could be a very simple thing to fix the problems in our lives. And the Bible says, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. So nothing that's covered, it's going to be revealed someday, and everything that's hid shall be known. For my eyes are upon all their ways, says the Lord. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from my eyes. Well, with the car, it may be an easy fix. Just add water, fix the hose, and that would save all sorts of time, money, and trouble. But with our sins, yeah, it could also be an easy fix. The Bible says to repent and turn to the Lord. And repentance is turning from our sins. It's not just confessing them, but it's turning from our sins. He who hides his sins will not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall find mercy. You know, none of us are perfect. We have all sinned. There is none of us that have not sinned. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And really our sins, some are worse than others in some ways, but they're all sins that will lead us to hell if they're not repented of. And that's the message of hope, that it's not because of our own good works, but it's because of God's mercy and because of his love and all that he's done. He's provided a way for us to be clean and clear before him, that we can have an open heaven. And it's really not all that difficult. It's just turning our hearts to the Lord. It's repenting of our sins and giving our lives to Jesus Christ. He's provided a way for us, and he's all for us. It's just a matter of our will, whether we want to live our lives for this world, for the flesh, for the devil, and just go down the road of destruction, that broad road that leads to destruction, or whether we would turn and follow the Lord with all of our heart and be on that narrow road that leads to everlasting life. And he's there for us. He's there with his mercy and with his grace and with his help, and he'll lead us by his Holy Spirit, and he'll help us along the way. But our heart needs to turn from these sinful fleshly desires and carnal ways. Well, we've been looking at Malachi this week. We've been going through different portions of it. And it seems that the people there, they thought too highly of themselves. They thought that they were okay when God saw that they were not okay. And God knew that they were not okay, and he was trying to tell them, but they kept questioning him and saying, oh, well, you know, we're not so bad, and all these kind of things. We've been looking at some of this today, and I want to look at one verse in chapter 3 today also. It says, even from the days of your fathers you are gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? Well, it's like they were saying, we're not lost. Why should we return? That's the way I kind of look at it here in the context and in the context of the book and all the other things that they've been saying to God. He says one thing, like we looked at earlier, I think the first day, Sunday, on it says, and you say, wherein have we despised thy name? They were despising God's name, but they didn't even know it. At least they tried to ignore it or tried to think that they were okay. They offered polluted bread upon his altar, but they said, wherein have we polluted thee? And here in this verse 7 of chapter 3, it says, even from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. You know, and I think we can look at the days of our fathers even. Now, some of you are listening, maybe have godly fathers that are just living their lives totally for the Lord. But some of you may have fathers that are just bound in religion, or maybe you have fathers that are bound in sin, and you think that's the normal because that's the way your father is. It's just normal, and they're really bound in sin. Maybe they're bound in their anger or in drinking or smoking or lust or many of these other things. You know, you watch their eyes as they're driving down the road and they're looking at the women and they're doing all these things. You know, they're bound in their sin. And even from the days of your fathers you are gone away from my ordinances, have not kept them. Maybe some of you, I hope some of you have godly fathers and they're just a great example to you. But I know probably some of you don't. And he says in verse 7 here, return unto me, and I will return unto you, says the Lord of hosts. We can rise above the way we've been raised. We can serve the Lord Jesus with all of our heart. He's there for us. But these people, they say, well, wherein shall we return? Or, we're not really lost. And it reminds me there in the book of John, where Jesus was talking to the Jews there in verse chapter 8 of the Gospel of John, verse 31. It says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then they seem to kind of question Jesus all the time, just like they are doing there in Malachi. They said, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to every man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free? See, they didn't. Jesus saw that they were bound. They were bound in sin, and he wanted to set them free. But they were arguing with him, and they were saying, you know, we're Abraham's seed. We're not in bondage. But Jesus goes on and he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And so Jesus saw them in their state of sin. They didn't see it, but Jesus was trying to get them to see it. And he wants to get us to see our sins also, and to see our state if we're living in sin. This world and the Christianity of today is so shallow, so lukewarm, and he's going to spew it out of his mouth someday. But now is the day of grace, and he's trying to get us to see some of these things. And here in John, it says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. We can be free indeed, free from our sin and the bondage of it. Verse 37 says, I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. And then they even question that about Abraham. And we don't really have time to go on there. You can read it for yourself there in John chapter 8. Well, that's what I have to share today. Let's pray. Father, I do pray that you would help us to see ourselves the way that you see us. Lord, that we would not deceive ourselves. You are not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap, Lord. And I do pray that you help us to see ourselves the way you see us, and not think more highly of ourselves, and that we're okay when we're really not. Father, I do pray that you would work in each heart and life that's listening today, and draw us closer to yourself. Help us to turn to you and repent and see that you are the only way. You're the truth and the life, and Lord, we must come through you to the Father. We just thank you, and thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And we do pray that you would do your work in our lives today. Amen. Well, God bless you all. Lord willing, we'll speak again tomorrow out of the book of Malachi.